Well, if you are still kind of dizzy from everything that happened on Friday, imagine how this guy feels. Gary Braden Anderson joins us on the phone this morning. Gary's been a volunteer with Outfront Minnesota, and he's just a couple months shy of celebrating his first anniversary. Gary, good morning, and thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning, Lisa.
I'm wondering about cognitive dissonance. I'm wondering how you go in your lifetime from needing to be silent about being gay to don't ask, don't tell, to gay marriage is legal in Minnesota, to gay marriage is legal in all 50 states. How does the transition for you internally happen the same way that society is changing, or are you ahead of the curve or behind the curve?
You know, it's really interesting when you actually put it like that for all of those things, because, you know, I'm a 55-year-old man, and in my lifetime, yes, I have had to come from that place of having to hide the fact that I was gay, and then coming out, and don't ask, don't tell was a big deal to me in the 90s. And then in the 2000s, to be, you know, a few years ago, we were fighting for marriage equality here in Minnesota, and that was, a game changer for the whole country. When the good people in Minnesota became the first people in the country to defeat, you know, the constitutional ban. So it is an amazing thing. And today I'm incredibly excited because I woke up this morning thinking, you know, there are people in North Dakota and South Dakota and Louisiana and all over the South who are getting married today. And that's just an amazing thing. So,
how about, I guess, on an individual basis, as you talk to people that you know, are they able to make the transition? I wonder about how you go from living your life in a place of either fear or concern to how long does it take before you can start to feel like you can exhale a little bit?
Yeah, you know, a lot of the people who I know, you know, have been involved in this transition for a while because, you know, we work so hard in Minnesota. And that, you know, I think this weekend a lot of the people who were volunteers with the MN United campaign in 2011 and 12, you know, they were down in Minneapolis celebrating at Pride down there. And, you know, and so it's, you know, we really changed things in Minnesota at that time. And now it's, you know, you just have to keep taking it in. And, you know, integration of change is not easy for us humans. And so I think we just have to keep practicing it and, you know, and keep. And we still have work to do. You know, obviously there's still work to do. I wrote on my Facebook page this weekend, you know, when we talk about the freedom to marry, well, I think we mistakenly use the language of same-sex marriage. That this law is all about same-sex marriage. This is about much more than that. This is about bisexual people and transgender people also having the freedom to marry. And that, to me, that's where we still have work to do around that kind of languaging and that kind of awareness.
Gary, you mentioned Pride celebrations. Was it just a coincidence that this ruling came down the Friday before the Pride celebrations kicked off across our country?
Well, it's typical that, you know, the Supreme Court, of course, obviously announces many of their decisions at the end of their term in June. So it is a coincidence. But they've also, the Hardwick versus Texas decision was announced on this same Friday a couple of years ago. And it was a year ago that the case in New York that overturned, I'm getting lost here, but the big case a year ago was announced on the same day. So the Supreme Court knew what they were doing, and they helped set it up. So this is a beautiful thing.
All right. So you're, as I mentioned, just a couple months shy of your first anniversary.
Actually, it's my second.
Your second?
Second.
2014. Yes. You said 2014 in the text message you sent me, that you got married in 2014. Yeah, see how you are. All right, you've been married almost 2 years now.
Yeah.
Is it just a piece of paper?
Heck no. Heck no. It's much more than a piece of paper. It's this commitment. You know, we know that marriage is about love and commitment and respect and dignity. And, you know, I'm sitting at the breakfast table. My spouse is reading the paper right now, you know, and, you know, there's this thing. Marriage is an institution, and it's a legal institution, but it's also a social institution, and it's an institution that's based on love. And it is so much more than a piece of paper. And Gary and I refer to each other as spouses. And, you know, when I'm out in public and, you know, I make a reference to, oh, I have to talk to my spouse about this. And you know, and it's a beautiful thing. It makes me sort of giggle inside a little bit, you know.
So tell me, since you've been married almost 2 years, mm-hmm. What is the Supreme Court decision? How is that going to affect you, or will it affect you at all?
You know, it won't affect me so much. I mean, personally, I mean, of course, if I was to, you know, wanted to move to Louisiana or something, but of course I'm not going to do that because I live in the most beautiful place in the world. Thank you very much. But if I wanted to move to one of those 13 states that as of last Friday, it was still illegal for me to be married, that would make a difference. I'm also hopeful, and I will, you know, I haven't done a lot of study or research thus far, but that this decision by the Supreme Court, and it's the 14th Amendment, and I'm not a legal scholar, but I have hopes that this decision is going to help increase awareness of the need for justice for all people. And this one, of course, will be especially around LGBT folks, because there's still states where it's legal to discriminate. You know,
you mentioned something too about if you traveled and maybe got into an accident, that if you were perhaps in one of the states where gay marriage wasn't legal, that you might run into a problem.
I would think so. You know, I mean, I wouldn't. If I were traveling, that would certainly be a concern. But even much more, but what about my freedom? What if I got a new job, and my employer wanted me to move to Mississippi? You know, so that would have definitely been a consideration, especially as regards my marriage. And now with this decision, you know, that kind of consideration just doesn't have to be. It's not part of the reality today.
Well, Gary, thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us this morning, and really appreciate it. It was great to talk to you.
Great to talk to you, Lisa. Have a great day.
Gary Braden Anderson joined us this morning. He's been a volunteer with Out Front Minnesota, and it turns out he's just a couple months shy of his second anniversary, and talked with us a little bit this morning about the Supreme Court's decision on Friday to legalize gay marriage across the country.